This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Maybe looking for a different contract, maybe not, apparently is on its way to being something that could get ugly. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. This appears to be more than wanting a new contract. Myles Garrett, Browns, want to get traded, blah, blah, blah. And the latest, Tom Pelissero, Mary Kay Cabot, saying that Myles and his peeps have requested a meeting with Jimmy Haslam, the Browns owner, who I'm guessing politely said, you know what, I have Andrew Berry for this kind of stuff. You can talk to him.
Yeah.
Which is the case, actually.
Well, isn't that the way the real world works, right?
Well, yes.
I mean,
when's the last time that you talked to the
Mr. Odyssey?
I
haven't seen Mr. Odyssey in a while.
Exactly.
No, this is the way the world works.
They pay our friends here to handle things, and if we have an issue, that's who we talk to.
Yeah, I understand his feeling of, hey, I want to talk to the owner on this one. Does he specifically want to talk to him, or does he want to have his guys from Clutch talk to the owner?
If I had to bet, I would bet he wants to talk to him.
I would think so, too, but what is there to say? He's not going to change his mind. No one's going to change it. What could Myles possibly say to Jimmy? Did Jimmy go, you know what, Myles? You know what? 2 years ago, or when we originally signed this contract, and I never thought with 2 years left that we would be in this situation. So, yeah, you can go. We'll let you go. We'll figure this out. I'll eat it. I'll find someone to replace the best defensive player in the NFL. No problem. What does Jimmy have to say here? Well, why is he even a part of this conversation?
Well, because he owns the team, and he's the big cheese, and he's the guy who could make the call. I mean, he could easily pick up the phone and tell Andrew Berry, yeah, work out the best deal and get rid of him.
Yeah.
He could, but yeah. That's what he's paying Andrew Berry for, to handle those situations.
If I'm Jimmy or Diaz,
I'm guessing Andrew is highly compensated.
I'm staying out of this. What's that? I mean, and by the way, so who's saying that he doesn't want to talk? Obviously, this is coming from Clutch, right? This is coming from Myles' side.
Yeah, here's the other thing.
Because the Browns aren't going to negotiate this out in open public.
If you want to go back to Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson on this. You know, nobody knows for sure, but everybody has the assumption that ownership pushed for this deal. Right? That's the assumption, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So if ownership says, yep, go ahead and trade him. Oh, there's another thing that people would be all mad at ownership for. Ownership pays people to make those decisions and do those things, so maybe that's the deal. I don't know. Figure it out. I do know this. If there were, my preference would be for Myles to be happy.
Yep.
And to come back and play the final 2 years of his contract, as he agreed to do, to be highly compensated when he signed that contract. Correct?
Correct.
He's highly compensated. He signed the contract. And he has two more years under contract. If they think the situation isn't really going to work out, and if they could trade him without it being extremely
punishing in terms of cap and dollars, Sandy, I'd be very open to seeing what you might be able to get. However, I haven't heard anybody say, here's how you can do it without killing you, cap-wise.
I don't know. I've never heard anyone say that either. Oh, yeah, this is the easiest way to do it. And there really won't, you won't be hurt too bad on this. The other part that I don't like about today's story is not only is he demanding a trade, he's demanding a trade now. Okay, so you want to get traded. You signed this contract. You said this is a good deal. So, like, it's like Miles is trying to run the show. Does that make sense? And he doesn't really have any leverage.
But star players try to run the show sometimes, especially when they're represented by people who work mainly in the NBA, where NBA players run the show.
Right.
Unless you're Luka Doncic.
Right, who took a huge hit. I'm looking at this whole thing, and I think if in what Miles should have done in the beginning, it was just he should have said to Andrew, hey, trade me. I don't want to be here anymore, and not run his mouth all over the place. That's where it should be. The victory lap
at the Super Bowl stuff was annoying. Let's be honest.
Even I was in the beginning. I was like, yeah, I kind of get it. I know why he wants to leave. And, you know, they had a 3-win season. He's not happy. He doesn't feel like they're going in the right direction. And he doesn't think that Andrew Berry can take this team to the next level. He wants out. So you have that conversation with Andrew and leave it at that. Now, here we go again. Let's try to do all the negotiations in front of the media so we can toy with the fans. Because that's what they're doing. And whether Miles wants to do this or not, his team is letting this happen. So if you want to blame anybody, blame Clutch on this. Because why are we playing this out in public? Why is this whole story coming out between us? Why is Tom Pelissero and Mary Kay Cabot the negotiators on this thing?
If you were the Browns, okay, if you were the Browns here, folks, and I'd love to hear from you, 216-474-0092, how would you handle this? I think I might do this, Andy. Miles, Mr. Paul, Mr. James, if you're involved, go ahead and make some phone calls and go ahead and see if you can work out a trade and let us know what you find.
So we can come back and say no?
Or we can come back and say, thanks, we'll do that. One or the other.
Yeah.
I think what this is the thing that doesn't add up. And to me, this is on Miles. This one's on Miles. I would like to go play for a Super Bowl contender. Okay. You're one of the best players in the National Football League. You're really good. Okay, are you the best defensive player in the NFL? Yeah. You can make an argument that he is. You can make an argument that he isn't. What we know is he's good and we want him on our football team. If he doesn't want to be here, go ahead. You have permission to seek a trade. You can go try and find a deal. Maybe you'll find out what Matthew Stafford found out. Trey Hendrickson is also out there right now. So see, that might be an interesting thing to throw out there right now. Hey, go ahead. You look, he's looking, see who gets the best deal. And if they could figure out a way to not have it kill them on the cap, and I don't know how they're going to do that.
How?
But Miles wants to go to a Super Bowl contender. They don't have the assets that would interest me if I'm the Browns.
And he wants to go to a Super Bowl contender today.
Today.
He wants that trade to happen today.
And is a Super Bowl contender going to have high draft picks? No. Is a Super Bowl contender going to give up talented players to bring in another talented player? No. It kind of defeats the purpose of being a Super Bowl contender, doesn't it? Hey, here, you can have our stud wide receiver. We'll take your stud defensive end, and we'll also throw in our late first-round pick. Well, that probably doesn't do it if you're the Browns. And if you're that team, why would you give up a stud wide receiver? You know what I'm saying? You think you're close. Well, you're not trading away pieces. You're trying to add pieces. You'd trade away draft choices, but the draft choices aren't high enough to make it worth the Browns' while. Miles has 2 years left on his contract. Play football. Come in and play football.
All right, let me add a little bit more to this, courtesy of Aditi Kinkabwala of CBS Sports. When Miles Garrett was playing through injuries to both feet, a thigh, and an Achilles last year, he told our NFL on CBS crew how bothered he was that certain Browns teammates weren't giving better energy. He said he'd call out offensive teammates for their body language, and when I asked why, if he was so irritated, He didn't just have surgery. He said, I want to win. This is my purpose until it's not. Which is to say, one, this has been brewing and isn't only about the quarterback. And two, I may not know another superstar who could so quickly pivot to another purpose. Garrett has never defined himself solely by football. In a game of chicken, this is a man who could easily go write anime or live abroad until he gets his way. That's right. Courtesy of Aditi Kinkabwala, CBS Sports, up there on Twitter.
Okay.
And Aditi works for the Browns when she does pregame, when she does sidelines.
That's very true.
Let's not. I'm just
complete disclosure.
Yeah, that's 100% disclosure.
That's nothing wrong with that.
Andy,
I see. Here's the thing. I get Miles' thought. I completely get the Browns' thought as well. Could you find common ground here? That's the problem. I don't think you could. Honestly, I'd rather have him playing defensive end. Shortly, slightly behind that, I'd rather have a stud wide receiver come in and two first-round picks. I'd rather have the Patriots.
The Bengals seem to think that way right now,
yeah,
don't they?
I'd rather have the Patriots aren't going to do this. I'd rather have the fourth overall pick in the draft and their pick in the second round. If I could trade Myles Garrett for the fourth pick in this draft and their second round pick or their third round pick, the Patriots.
How about all
I
three?
You can be greedy or we can be realistic.
Okay.
I don't think that would fly. But if you could get the fourth pick for Myles, I would do it, Andy. I would do it. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's the right match.
Here's all I'm going to say. Be prepared to not see – just be prepared. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Be prepared to not see Myles Garrett play this season. Be prepared.
Yep, Will's in Medina. Will.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm Jimmy Haslam, I'm not taking a meeting either. I mean, you spent the last 2 months bashing the organization. You're making our offseason plans even more difficult, but when we're going after other guys, you know. So I'm not – I don't have any reason to meet with you. We have a football guy for that. That's Andrew Berry. Meet with him. And as far as Garrett goes, you know, the one thing that none of the playoff teams had last year was the best defensive end in football, but they all had quarterbacks. So I think he's overestimating his value to this team because there was plenty of times this season that our defense didn't hold up with Myles Garrett on it. But I would much rather have that quarterback to lead us down the drive at the end of the game. So if I could get a load of picks for him, I'm at this point, I'm taking it. Like, I'm moving on and I'm going to start building my team. There's plenty of opportunity out there with all these guys demanding trades. To try and make a run at this. We're only 1 year removed from the playoffs. I think everybody forgets that. Like, yeah, last year was a rough year, but the year before we were in the playoffs with scrub quarterbacks.
Will, you make some great points. Keep this in mind. The Browns made the playoffs with Myles playing really well, getting 11 wins. And they missed the playoffs and went 3-14 with Myles playing really well. Will's right. The key to this thing is not the play of a defensive end. That said, I'd love to have him here. I'd love to have him here. Menigan rolls his eyes. They went 3-14 with arguably the best defensive player in football.
I don't know. That Chris Jones guy was pretty good. You got to admit, that Chris Jones guy, pretty good.
Meaning?
Pretty good.
Meaning what?
Defensive end for the Kansas City Chiefs on a defense that really helped that offense out a whole bunch.
Okay. And they went, and they just went to their third straight Super Bowl. It's not like they stunk with Chris Jones. Brown stunk with Myles at defensive end. Let's be fair. They were 3-14 this year.
Yeah.
So I understand his wishes. I'd love more thoughts. 216-474-0092. Baskin of Phelps right here on the Fan. I'm willing to let him seek a trade. I am. I would make that move if I were the Browns. I would go Bengals, Trey Hendrickson. I would go Rams, Matthew Stafford.
He's not going to Cincinnati. I'm not going to face him.
No, but I would let – hey, Rich, go seek a trade for your guy. Get back to us. Let us know. What'd you find? Patriots want him? They want to give us the fourth overall pick? We'll figure out how to make some money work. We'll do that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now.
You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lions want him, and we're going to get the 30th pick or whatever it is. Sorry, we'll pass.
And he doesn't want that either.
Oh, he wants the Lions. He doesn't want the
right.
Patriots. 30,
yeah, you're right. We don't want the 30th pick. You're right.
Right.
He would want. Yeah. Folks, he wants a chance to win.
What would you do here? 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Danny joins us from Lake County. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah, happy Friday, gentlemen, and thanks for taking my call. You're welcome. Yeah, just a few things. You know, hey, let him sit games out, you know. He won't get paid. Let him pout like a little kid. All right? He signed a contract. He's supposed to be playing for the Cleveland Browns for the next 2 years, and if he can't do that, well, then, you know, hey, let him just sit at home. And another point about Myles Garrett, yeah, he's good and this and that and everything, but, you know, we've put him on a pedestal like a lot of these other professional athletes around the world. They have a supreme talent. Jeff Phelps, Andy, you guys got talents. I got a talent. We're not on a pedestal. We're going to work every freaking day and making our bread. So in my opinion, let him sit. You have talents, and forget it. And Haslam's got to stand steadfast here. You know, he's got to set a precedent. You know, he don't want to meet with the guy. Hey, come on, Jimmy. Stand up and do what's right. Just let him sit. And one other thing about Myles Garrett, if you didn't notice, and I'll say it and I'll be out of the phone, and thank you again. When we played the Miami Dolphins at home, Myles Garrett plays predominantly on the right tackle, right defensive end side. Well, the number two rated defense offensive tackle for the Dolphins, Miles played him two plays and had to move to the other side. The announcers made many comments about it. So, to me, it's not all that. Gentlemen, thanks again, and have a great day.
Danny, thank you very much. Andy, I keep going back to this, and maybe this is too old school in thinking. I'm with Danny. You signed a contract. You were more than willing to take, what, $125 million over 5 years.
Yeah.
You were okay with that, and you signed it. I am guessing there's nothing in that contract that says as long as the team wins 9 games a year or 10 games a year or something like that. And forgive me if that's too old school in thinking, but I truly believe that. You signed a contract. You have 2 more years to go. They're going to pay you an awful lot of money. I can't get away from that one. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray.
Hey, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all guys doing?
Well, thanks.
It's good.
Hey, you know Miles ain't gonna play this year. We all know that. But my thing
I'm
is,
I'm with
man,
you, Cool Ray. I'm with you. I think you're right.
Here's my problem. We have to start looking at why he don't want to be here. But here's the big thing, and you guys have never touched on this. There's no team in NFL history that has got this many quarterbacks bad, wrong. We have to look at why is
Chicago.
That?
Chicago Bears are in that group, by the way. But. Your point is well taken. Continue.
We have to start investigating why is that. Is somebody that inept at their job a picking quarterback, or is it the fact that the Browns don't care? Like, we can't keep blaming the players. Miles want to go because of leadership. It has nothing to do with the people on the field because Miles understands this. You can get great players on this team in the draft. The only position you can't get in a draft
is coaching. That's it. So Miles is looking at moving forward. I don't care who you get on the team. With a leader that he don't believe can get you to the next level is not going to matter. And we have, and we as fans have to start looking at that. And we as fans have to start addressing those issues. Every 4 years, we put another quarterback on the back of a jersey. Why is that?
But let me ask you this. Is it – well, I shouldn't put it this way because I think there was one decent GM in here. But is it Andrew Berry's fault for what John Dorsey did? Or is it John Dorsey's fault for what Sashi did or Ray Farmer? Like you know, these quarterback problems aren't unique.
Okay, so
they're not
Andrew
unique
Berry's
to the,
had one shot at it.
Yeah.
And they missed with Deshaun Watson.
And here's the other thing, too. I know I'm just wanting to bring this up today at one point because I know people want to kill Berry because of the drafting and what they've done in the draft. But there is a point where you might say to yourself, you know, he hasn't had a chance to fail on a first-round pick for the last 3 years.
So here it is. Michael Jordan said this. You're drafting on potential. They only drafted on potential. So if your job hired you guys to be together and say, listen, I want an award-winning show, that's their job to put y'all two together. It's up for whoever to train you or whoever to bring the best out of you. It's up for you guys to do it. If you don't have – but in sports, if Andrew Berry goes, listen, based upon his college performance, this is why I think it fit our team. Now it's up for the coaching to get those guys to raise that level. We can't – Berry is not on the sidelines. He's going by what he sees through analytics and what he sees on film, just like every other GM.
So well, they thought they had their quarterback, Cool Ray. They've missed, obviously. So what do you want to do with Miles?
They missed. What I want to do with Miles is you have to trade Miles, get you some draft picks, but you also have to get people here who can coach, not just want to coach, but have to know how to bring the best out of people. If not, we're going to be having this conversation every single year.
All right, and we have since 99. We have. Yes.
They thought they had one in Baker. They wanted an upgrade. They didn't get an upgrade. Todd's in Ward 1. Todd!
Hey. Yes, Andy.
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
Square business, man. I've been wanting to do to get traded all along, but I had not considered at all what Jess suggested until just now when Jess suggested it. Hmm. Okay, Miles, you think you and Nicole Lynn could work out a deal that works out financially for us first because we are the people that, along with your skill set, that made you a millionaire 100-plus times over. And you can make out a deal that's going to work out for us financially and work out for yourself to your satisfaction and Nicole's satisfaction. Go ahead and do it and come back to us. We might go along with it, man. I hadn't even considered that.
Todd, it's an interesting thought, isn't it?
Yeah, go try your luck, Black. You think you can make it?
Go.
But
you, you and Trey Hendrickson. See which guy's going to end up where. Go ahead.
But be clear, Miles. The fastest way to do this is for you to give up a whole lot of money so that this could be done. It could be done. You just got to give up. You and Nicole got to just give up a whole lot of money. And, again, you're a millionaire 100-plus times over, and you're at the back end of your 20s. You can make it. Go ahead, try your luck. See what Miles says to that. Now, I want him to be traded because they're going to get better faster without him. That's the truth. But go ahead, try your luck, Black. See if you could see what you could do. Come back to us. We'll talk to you.
There you go, Todd.
Todd, I thank you.
And Nicole that he's talking about is Nicole Lynn from Clutch Sports, who's the head of their NFL operation.
Yes.
Or their pro football operation.
Which, hey, go find a trade. And then the Browns can say yay or nay, right? I mean, Bengals are letting Hendrickson do it. Stafford, they went out and looked. All of a sudden, Stafford signs an extension and stays with the Los Angeles Rams. Q is in Cleveland. Hello, Q.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Hey, right, what's up, Q?
Yeah, long time no talk. Listen, guys, we need to pump the brakes just a little bit. You know, I think, you know, how can we know that Myles Garrett isn't just wanting to talk to Jimmy Haslam to find out what the direction is? Because to be quite honest, guys, and we have to be honest with ourselves, Andrew Berry couldn't pick Jason Voorhees out of a police lineup with a hockey mask on. You know, that's just the plain truth.
I heard he's really good at sweaters, man. I heard he can name a sweater any day of the week.
I mean, guys, I mean, you know, Kevin Stefanski. I'll go back to Kevin Stefanski as well. Kevin Stefanski was every coach on the Minnesota Vikings but the head coach. And he was the offensive coordinator maybe for a portion of the season before the Browns picked him off.
Right.
Guys, when a football, when an analytic guy wins the Super Bowl, come back and talk to me. But everybody who's won the Super Bowl in these last times, they've been football guys. we need football guys in the building. And I think that Myles Garrett thinks that they're not competent guys that are running the program, and he's just trying to find out what the direction is of Jimmy Haslam.
Apparently he found out the direction from Jimmy Haslam through Andrew Berry when they sat down, and then Myles requested a trade, right? I mean, Andrew's not saying anything different than Jimmy Haslam wants him to say.
And that, you're right, Jeff, but at the same time, I mean, do we have to – I mean, it's like Myles Garrett, like, you know, how many opportunities – are we going to, you know, including in the span of, you know, because we've won, luckily. I say luckily. You know, we've won. But how many chances are we going to give Andrew Berry? I mean, the way football is evolving, you got to hit on these picks. And a lot of Andrew Berry's picks, they're not panning out. So it's like we keep going in the same direction. It's like, you know, it's like insanity. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, you're not going to get that. And that's what's happening to the Cleveland Browns. We're getting rid of players like Baker Mayfield. That was a debacle, I feel, because Baker Mayfield never got the true opportunity. I thought Baker Mayfield was a good quarterback. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody has their opinion on different things. But I just feel like Myles Garrett is just trying to talk to Jimmy Haslam. I mean, you should
don't you think, though, that Jimmy learned from the Baker Mayfield experience? Like, remember, he was the one that was about to hop on the plane to go talk to Baker. He was hopping on the plane, and Baker said, don't even fire up your engines. Don't worry about it.
I mean, yeah, because you got to think, look at how they did Baker.
Yep. I'm with you, Q. We're on the same page.
Look at how they did Baker. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, Jimmy Haslam, when you got these star players, you bring these star players in here, they're not necessarily, he probably don't necessarily want to talk to them about his position on the team as far as how that goes. He could be trying to talk to him about, Jimmy is, you know, how much I got 2 years left. Are we sticking with Andrew these 2 years? If Jimmy says yes, then this is the position that Myles has taken.
Then he shouldn't have signed the contract, Q.
Yeah,
he shouldn't have signed the contract. I mean, you don't want to sign up to stay with somebody, then sign a 1 year deal and look again next year and then sign a 1 year deal. But he wanted the financial security, and I don't blame him. But he signed a contract. He's under contract to play football for this team for 2 more years. He's under contract, folks. Clark, we got a minute. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Clark.
Hey, fellas. So it's never about the money until you don't need the money anymore.
That's right. Yeah. Like, good call, Clark. Yeah.
You know, I don't care about money, but when you're in contract time, it's all about the money. So I'm going to sit if you don't pay me enough money. And now, you're paying me what I want, but now I'm going to sit because I don't want, you know, you're not doing other stuff. You know, Haslam does talk to Garrett. You know what? He talks to him by signing his name on those checks. That's when he talks to him. He doesn't have to talk to him other than that. Myles signed the contract, and I can get, you know, I get what he's doing. I get what both sides are doing. They're both playing their hands. So it's going to play out. But if I'm Haslam, I'm doing exactly what I'm doing now. Myles Garrett is risking his reputation and his legacy, because even if he forces his way out of here, he can go somewhere and never be who he was here. And then he'll look back and have destroyed potentially his relationship with the Cleveland Browns and the Cleveland fans. So I think he needs to tread carefully, because we're the ones that's going to carry his flag. He doesn't know how great his future is going to be someplace else. He can go to the wrong team thinking it's the right one. He needs to be careful. Haslam is doing what he's supposed to do. And to be honest, Myles is also.
Happens all the time.
Pick it up.
Clark, you're right. Thank you, everybody. 216-474-0092. What would you do? Here's the thought from me. Myles, go look for a trade. Get back to us. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.